Shortly. Stu Peters and King Bao. This is Uncancelable. It is Wednesday night. It is 10:15 p.m. Eastern, and we are about to kick this shit the fuck off. Bring it back. Down, low life, unfortunate, insubordinate. My lifestyle is just fortunate. Everywhere I go, this baggy hoodie, I be sporting it. The white t-shirt is mandatory like the orphanage. Red Wing, Minnesota, for now's my coordinates. You could ask the Gambino man. He knows that we flow from Encino to L.A. back to Chino. I kick it with ballers like Mino and Greeno. When I'm in casinos, I stack chips and C-notes. You know the Stilo. 5'7 in his spine like 11 times. Fuck it, Stewie paralyzed Cerebro. Fucking with Stewie's just illegal. We're live on all the platforms everywhere. We're live on X. We're live on Locals. We are live on Rumble. We have all kinds of people that are now joining us, and welcome to Uncancelable Live. It's brought to you by Gold Co. Brought to you by Gold Co. Of course, Alavea is another sponsor of ours, and we are going to take about 60 seconds here to pause down to thank Gold Co. for everything that they're doing for us, and we will be here with Uncancelable in 60 seconds.
If you're like many Americans, taking an objective look at our country, you're probably wondering, how can I plan for my financial freedom years into the future when the future of tomorrow is so uncertain? The world has never been more complicated. Wars across the globe, political uncertainty with politicians who can't agree on anything, a national debt in trillions of dollars and growing by the minute, inflation at record highs. The future of the dollar and other world currencies may be uncertain. However, gold and silver have remained a source of value and money for thousands of years. Did you know that thousands of Americans have invested in gold and silver with the top-rated precious metals company Gold Co.? Whether you're interested in diversifying your IRA or buying gold and silver directly, Gold Co. offers solutions customized for you. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 855-706-GOLD. You can then speak with one of their precious metal specialists today. You can find out if you're eligible for up to 10% in free silver while supplies last. Go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or on the phone, 855-706-GOLD.
We have a big problem, and this is going to continue ongoing. This is an outrage to America. You talked about law. This is a travesty to law. There is no law because the information and money are completely controlled by a small group of people. And if you say their name, you're called an anti-Semite.
You're called an anti-Semite.
Don't raise your voice. Go. 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 Go.
I just don't understand how you have a country where your politicians have more allegiance to a foreign nation than they do their own. I honestly think that we have literal treason going on right now where Israel's interests are being put before America's interests.
Is America a sovereign nation or are we being controlled by Israel?
People are always talking about they are out of control, they are killing us. We have to identify who the real enemy is.
The satanic Jews that control everything and mostly everybody.
What difference does it make if it's a baby or if it's an adult? It's the same thing.
There's one little nation state of Israel that everybody's afraid to talk about. It'll get you nuked off the internet. It'll scare advertisers away from doing business with you if you talk about Zionist infiltration.
Are you a Zionist?
Yes, yes.
You have to get rid of AIPAC. You have to get rid of, Israeli control over our country. I mean, there's just because they clearly don't give a shit about it.
Are you part of the Jewish conspiracy? What exactly is the...
Maybe. I'm Jewish.
Those are the words that he told us that he would never use again.
That film coming exclusively to the Stu Peters Network this fall. Go to OccupiedFilm.com. Again, OccupiedFilm.com to get early access to that film. Stu Peters every Wednesday at around 10 p.m. Eastern. This is what we do. King Bao is joining us now here live on the Stu Peters Network. You heard, obviously, about Tim Walz being selected, Bao, as Kamala Harris. By the way, Kamala Harris, never a vote. Nobody voted for this bitch at all. Nobody voted for this bitch. When she previously briefly ran for president, she picked up exactly zero delegates. And that just shows you, like we've been talking about elections being fake and rigged and gay, elections being stolen, installations happening. And then, of course, you see the New York Times and the USA Today and the Rolling Stone and the Daily Beast and Media Matters and Right Wing Watch saying, well, Stu Peters is just a hyperbolic, unhinged person, questioning the veracity of the elections in our country and the political process that we have here. If nobody votes for a person and a person briefly runs for president and gets exactly zero delegates and is now the presumptive nominee, has enough delegates now to where there won't even be a contested convention, nobody else could get the nod on the floor, and then she selects Governor Tim Walz of my home state of Minnesota, your home state, actually, of Minnesota. You don't live here now, but this is where we are, ground zero of the George Floyd riots, which set ablaze $12 billion in damage nationwide that could have been stopped right here had he given the orders and had he been, blessed with the testicular fortitude to stop it. To that, you say what?
Well, he's like me. I don't live there anymore. He doesn't live there, does he? From what I understand, he doesn't live there, correct?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, I thought he didn't have a house there. My dad was telling me he potentially doesn't even live there. Anyways.
Send some hotter audio because you're really low. So we're going to discuss all of this with all of you guys. So this is what Uncancelled was all about. We're live. We're in the chat. If you're watching on Rumble, if you're watching on Locals. By the way, if you're on Locals, great. Thank you for being here, because that means that you want us to be here. Despite the fact that we're losing sponsors, we're diving into the truth. And I knew this was going to happen. I absolutely knew that this was going to happen. I knew that we were going to lose sponsors. I knew. I was warned. I was told, don't do that. Don't go there. I was told, don't talk about these Jews. Don't talk about this foreign secular nation state of Israel. I was told that lukewarm Christian, normie, boomer, Protestant, evangelical Christians, that they would be scared of this, that they would not advertise with your program, that you would be cast away, that you would be ostracized. After my appearance on Alex Jones last year, Bao, you saw everything that I did. Mm-hmm. You saw everything that I said. It opened up the conversation on a major platform.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Alt, can you hear me better now?
It's a little better.
Ultimately, I'm a little overcompressed, but ultimately it was hilarious. I did a video to it, obviously. And you were simply calling out the Satanist, pedophile Jews, or what I like to call Satanist, pedophile fucks. And it was brilliant. And it allowed the conversation and the narrative to change. And that's the fun part. The fun part now is everybody's joining the conversation. You just had to sit down with a pretty big name. And when are you going to air that, by the way?
Which one are you talking about?
Mr. B.
Oh, Dan Bilzerian?
Yeah, when is that?
So here's the deal with that. We have an upcoming film, which we played the trailer for here, a teaser. There's two teasers out for this. We played the teaser for an upcoming film called, not Uncancelable, called Occupied. And this film is meant to drill down not only on these Jews or Israel or Zionists or different factions of not even people that are connected ethnically to the Hebrews. Like, I mean, anti-Semitic is not even a real thing because these people aren't even Semites. So it's meant to drill down on exactly who it is that's responsible for the infiltration of our government and all of its bureaucracies, all of our major institutions, all of the NGOs that make the decisions of who we go and bomb, who we go to war with. And there are very high-level conversations that are happening here. And, you know, I'm Mr. Died Suddenly. We released Died Suddenly for free to all of these people. It cost me millions of dollars to put that film out. I'm now involved with multi-million dollar lawsuits as a result of putting out that film, because evil people that are greedy want to make dollars off of a film that I never charged a dollar for. Let that sink in. That film was about saving the lives of children. And people who I employed to be involved with the creation of that film then assumed that it was theirs. This is like you hire a contractor to build your home. And then your contractor subs out to plumbers and, you know, flooring people and electricians and all of these other things. And then the electrician tells you, Bao, I put the electricity in that house, so it's my fucking house. So what are these people trying to say, that they own the rights to this film.
Okay, so the question becomes, is this better? Better audio?
Yeah, better audio. Very good.
Okay, so the question then becomes, Stu, how are they claiming money? Like, what money? You didn't charge. Like, Hibbler is...
Yeah, awesome. No. What they're trying to do, Hibbler doesn't have anything to do with that.
No. I'm saying Hibbler's awesome. He does a rent thing. Whenever he gets his films crowdfunded, and then he allows for people to rent it. That's how he makes his money. So what money are they saying came from the film? Like, how are they trying to claim? I mean, I don't want to get too messy. I don't want to put the lawsuit out there. But how are they even trying to claim?
Well, the lawsuit is actually public. I mean, people can go and they can look at what the allegations are here. And it's a lawsuit that was filed by me, by the way, because you're not going to steal my intellectual property. And it's not even my intellectual property. It's God's intellectual property because I gave this platform to God. And this platform is about saving lives, particularly the lives of children. And millions of them were saved by all of the reporting that I did every single day going live for free, by the way, never charging anybody anything. Yep, people have to listen to some ads from advertisers that want to advertise on this platform. People want to, you know, be here for free, then they be here for free. We play ads. Those people pay for the ads. And these are products, by the way, that we believe in, that we test, that we try, that we own, that we love, that we have experienced a positive benefit from. And so we gladly advertise. We had a waiting line of 15 different advertisers that wanted to be on this program, and the program was oversold because we reached 5.3 million people a day. DirecTV, Dish Network, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, Roku, Rumble, YouTube that we were banned from, but now we're back on YouTube, X, Telegram, all the different places that we are, the Patriot Party News Network. All of these, a total of 5.3 million people a day listen to this program. And because we're there, advertisers, of course, want to captivate an audience of that size. And so they pay enough money for me to make the payroll of what I want people to know. We're just going to go full disclosure here. $74,000 a month is the payroll to do a show every day on this network. I'm live every day at 6 p.m. Eastern, come hell or high water. Then I've got Candace Taylor, Jesus, Guns, and Babies. I've got Deanna Lorraine with Shots Fired. I've got the Richard Leonard Show. I've got Paul Harrell with the Millstone Report every day. We're putting out films, life-saving films, Died Suddenly. Now we're coming with Occupied. Never have I ever asked anyone for a dime. I get uncomfortable asking people for donations. People in the Rumble chats often will put up $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. I mean, people put up big money as a thank you, as a gratitude. And all I've ever done is just recently now, if you go to the Rumble channel, if you go to Rumble and you put in the Stu Peters Network, there's something that's called Stu Crew, and we're asking for $9 a month. So what these people are, what they're claiming is that the film belongs to them because they were involved in the filming process.
Got it.
Or in the creative process of this film. And so what they did was they hijacked certain assets. And I think that's as far as I want to go, really, because, you know, I mean, we're actually actively battling with litigation right now. And so it could be harmful to my case if I'm out here talking about it like that. But that's what they're claiming. And so the analogy that I drew, it's like the electrician that put the electricity in your brand new home is now claiming that he owns your home because he put the electricity in it, or because the plumber says, yeah, I put that bidet in your house, bruh. It's my toilet. It's my toilet that flushes your butthole.
Yeah, no, you're sounding like P. Diddy. Sounds like you want to own my butthole. No, I get it. 100%. That's crazy. But, I mean, here's the thing. Everything is obviously karmic, and they will get whatever they're about to. I've heard from you. I've heard from other people that you have talked to, some pretty big names, some pretty big experts, that this case is pretty bulletproof. So, you know, I mean, it speaks for itself. They're kind of dumb if they want to. If they don't want to make amends, they're kind of dumb.
Well, it reminds me of Bangladesh, actually, which is something that we wanted to talk about here today.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see what happened in Bangladesh? Let me see in the comments. Did you guys see what happened in Bangladesh? Bao, did you hear what happened in Bangladesh?
Tell me, Stu.
Man, we just had earlier this evening, we talked with Cynthia McKinney, a former U.S. congressperson. She was a Green Party presidential candidate. She was actually exiled, basically living in exile in Bangladesh at this point because she was ousted from the United States, really, by the State Department, who said, well, you can't talk about Israel like that. Yeah, you're not allowed to be a congressperson and not go put on the ridiculously embarrassing tiny hat. You're not allowed to be a congressperson and not go and French kiss or hump that wall. You're not allowed to tell the world that people who claim to be Jews have a stranglehold over everyone in our government. Thomas Massey's recently learned that lesson. You're not allowed to do that, and so you're going to be censured, you're going to be silenced, you're going to be kicked out of Congress, and then you're going to be kicked out of the country. And so basically she fled to Bangladesh, where she's a PhD, obviously. She's a professor. She's teaching in Bangladesh young students, Generation Z. But what happened in Bangladesh, and I'm uncertain of the legislation in particular, but there was a some very oppressive legislation that was recently tabled in Bangladesh. You know, it would be like kind of probably similar to our Patriot Act,
okay,
where you're allowed to be spied on. You know, you're allowed to, you know, without your consent, you're just basically voluntarily waiving your constitutional rights, your individual liberty, your freedom, your bodily autonomy. And so the people of Bangladesh, particularly Gen Z and these students, were like, yeah, no, we're not about that. So we're going to sue the shit out of the federal government in Bangladesh, and particularly the Hassini regime, who has, by the way, been in power for 21 years collectively. Her father is known as like the father of Bangladesh. So her family's been in power there for a very long time. She's the prime minister of Bangladesh. And so all of these people from Gen Z like filed this basically class action lawsuit. It started at the local courts, and then it went to, you know, whatever their state level courts are, and then obviously all the way to the final high court, whatever their version of the Supreme Court is. And the Supreme Court or the High Court of Bangladesh basically said, no, we're going to uphold this. And yeah, you guys are fucked, and this regime can do whatever the fuck it is that they want to do.
Wow.
Well, there had been behind the scenes this like really decentralized patriot organization. I guess you would say kind of a decentralized militia, you know, like very well organized, but very decentralized.
Okay.
You know, unlike here, here we had January 6th. You know, you had hundreds of thousands of people, if not a million or more, congregating at the People's House. They went to the Ellipse, and it was very centralized, you know, and it was a rather small group of people relative to what happened in Bangladesh and relative to what I think could be successful here in the United States. If you want to act in accordance with the Constitution and abolish an oppressive government and replace it with something that's representative of the people, I think that there was not enough people there. And also they were very centralized. And all of these people are very centralized in a fashion that wasn't only physical, but also ideologically, because these are people who are like MAGA. They're Trump supporters. They're Trump voters. They're really easy. You're there. Your iPhone data says that you were there. Your banking, you know, stuff says that you were there. We all know that Bank of America sold these people out. Put all of their bullshit right in the hands of the feds without even being like subpoenaed. They just like snitched, like just involuntarily. They just snitched voluntarily, actually. So in contrast, what happened in Bangladesh was this very decentralized effort that was among students that were like Gen Z, you know, recent high school graduates, college students that were like, yeah, if this thing does whatever, if this government does, you know, this, if they cross this red line, this is what we're going to do. And decentralized is important because no matter where you go, in every nook and cranny behind every tree, there's a patriot. Mm-hmm. You can't police that. You can't just go and pull data from people that are in one certain place at one certain time, or that wear a certain uniform, or that are part of this particular group or that militia, or sign up to this website, or put their email address in here or there. You can't do that. And so it was really difficult for them to kind of tamp that down. And these people, when the high court said, yep, nope, fuck you guys, this shit is going to roll like this, and we have the back of the regime, these people just came out of the woodwork, Bao. Like, I mean, there were millions of people in the streets of Bangladesh. It was really, really something to see.
Wait, that's they took they. You're saying, is that the people that took back the government or whatever?
Unarmed.
Yeah, that's right. I did see that. Holy.
Okay,
yeah,
and so this bitch, this prime minister cunt bitch. Excuse my language. I fall short of the glory of God every day. God, Jesus, forgive me. This bitch actually told her cops to shoot to kill on sight, to blast these unarmed students away, to take their lives. One of the leaders of this thing actually stood with his arms wide out in front of the police, thinking, there's no way that this cop who is charged with the responsibility of protecting me and my family, there's no way that these people would ever really kill me. I'm unarmed. And wow, they shot him and they killed him.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The blood of patriotic young Bangladeshis was flooding the streets.
Wow.
And they didn't
set it off.
They didn't give a shit. No, what set it off was the legislation. And so, yeah.
Gotcha.
And so what you had is you had like parents that then became supportive of the efforts of their Gen Z kids. So you have like these basically boomers that have, just like here in America, become very apathetic, very complacent. They're the reason we are where we are. The legislation was actually called CHNV, and it was created with fraud in mind. And the first marks in this con were American voters. Congress never authorized this massive parole, which is the legislation that's allowing all these people to flood into our country. And so these Bangladeshi people, they were not having that. So anyway, no, it was the legislation that kicked it all off. It was known that they were going to make sacrifices. And parents, Bao, were sending their kids, supporting their kids, saying, yep, go and do this. Yes, go and, go and fight for your country.
Yeah.
And so they were saying, very similar to George Washington's army, we know that you're liberating our country. We know that you're fighting for the future of our country. We know that you're fighting for the liberation of our country. We know that you're fighting for the future generations that will come. We know that you're fighting for our grandkids, all these things. And so the comparison that I draw is kind of awe and shocking for me, shock and awe for me, because it's like, you know, today we have people who sign up for the United States Armed Forces and they sign up for very noble reasons and causes, because they've been programmed by this Zionist controlled media, the BlackRock funded, Vanguard funded, State Street funded media. They have been programmed that signing up for the military is something very patriotic. It's something that you do. You only fight for your country. You're willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for your country. But if you really look back, I mean, like, no, that's not what you're signing up to do. What you're signing up to do is fight for Jews in Israel, because every one of our interventions that we have done in recent times have been funded by the Rothschilds, who have their headquarters on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv, Israel. And so all of these regime changes and all this spreading of democracy really means that you're just, you know, going and bombing and killing people at the behest of this foreign secular nation state called Israel. That's different. That is completely opposite in comparison to what these Bangladeshi young people were doing. And so their parents are sending them to make this sacrifice really in the name of liberation. And so now, as of 8 o'clock tonight, so the prime minister, they ran her out of the country. She fled. She got on a helicopter and she flew to India. And then now it's known that she's going to come here to the United States, where she has relatives. Big shocker.
Wow.
But these millions of Gen Z students basically set up this interim government that is supposedly representative of the people. And apparently tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, they announced the 15 members of this new government. And the military is taking orders from these kids.
Wow.
Sided with these freedom fighters, sided with these kids. And so I just felt like that was really kind of a white pill for me, because I have been saying that this I got to read some of these comments. Some of these comments are really good. My bad. Yet said she left quick. Yeah, she sure did leave quick. And there's millions of these people that are still on the streets, and the blood hasn't stopped being shed. The cowardly cunt. Yep, I agree. The blood hasn't stopped being shed. The shots haven't stopped being fired. The police are still there, out there. I've got some footage here that I want to play, but your first reactions to all this, Bo?
You know, they said that January 6th was an insurrection. I mean, not if that is the new standard. I mean, if you said it was unarmed, but they just had enough people to show up and be like, this ain't happening anymore. I don't know what we're doing, you know. I don't know what we're doing here, but ain't no insurrection. That's for certain, because ultimately they're fighting with the spirit Americans should have for their country.
Yeah.
They're doing,
you know, the problem with January 6th though is that there were a few problems. Number one, they didn't take it far enough.
Hey Stu, are we on YouTube before you go there?
No, we're not on YouTube. No, we're not. All right. Number one, they didn't take it far enough. Number two, there weren't enough of us. And number three, just we didn't finish the job. Here's part of the scenes. Are you able to see the footage? Are you watching on your end? Okay, yep. Check this out. Here's part of the footage from Bangladesh.
Shabash! Shabash, Bangladesh! Shabash, Bangladesh!
So there's that. I mean, that is actually some really inspirational footage to me.
Yeah.
You know, and here's some more. These people stormed prison camps. They stormed prisons where their own people were being held as prisoners of war, much like our January 6th patriots. Here's what they did. I don't know why it stopped, but yeah, I mean, that is the mob of people that is storming the prisons in Bangladesh, freeing political prisoners that have been held. So Cynthia McKinney came on and she's in Bangladesh. So like, you know how the first thing to die in war is the truth, and propaganda starts to feed through the Zionist-controlled media, and conservatives go and watch Fox News because they think that it's conservative, and liberals go and watch CNN because they think that it's liberal, not realizing that the left-right paradigm that we have is completely fucking fake and totally gay. I mean, it's gayer than like grown men twerking in underwear in the streets of Minneapolis during the entire month of June while they shove their genitalia in the faces of children. It's that fucking gay that people actually believe that we have a two-party representative constitutional republic. It's really bad. It's the indoctrination is really bad. What's that?
You're not being a responsible human if you're not voting. You got to vote. Stu, you got to vote. Your vote matters, Stu.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. I think that we need to vote. I think that we need to, I've gone back and forth with this. Am I legitimizing an illegitimate system by casting a vote? I think that we need to vote as a data collection process. I think that we need to vote as an evidence collecting process. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm wrong a lot in my personal life, in my, you know, some of the decisions that I make, some of the knee-jerk stuff that I do. You know, if I don't hit my face and pray about something repeatedly and then I just go make a decision, you know, sometimes I'm wrong. Here's my thought.
If you voted to have the border open, hey, if you had voted to have the border open, they get to stay with you. That's it. Extreme accountability. Stu Peters, myself, we're all about extreme accountability. I do like kind of that data collection idea. And if you voted for you know, the people that are in office, they're not in office legitimately. But if you did vote for them, all the people, the 10 million, 20 million, we don't know, obviously, they stay with you.
You can't run an op without running the op. You can't take a risk without going through the steps of making, you know, if you're going to pick fruit, you have to get to the fucking tree. You have to reach up. You have to grab it. I mean, the fruit doesn't just fall off the tree and into your fucking refrigerator and wash itself and get itself all prepared. And your papaya doesn't cut itself on its own and just end up in a fucking bowl and hand you a spoon.
Yeah.
No, you have to go through the steps of making sure that it's there so that you can eat it. I think some of the steps of going through that we have to go through to climb the ladders, climb the rungs of the ladder on the ladder to extreme accountability means that we have to do some things that we would not normally do. We have to do some things that maybe just don't make sense in the interim. But I think that not showing up, not voting, I think that's waving the white flag. I think that we do need to exhaust every political solution because what do you have to lose? Like, really, how far out of your way do you have to go vote? I don't know.
So if Donald Trump doesn't win this election.
I think every candidate is bullshit, really.
I know, obviously. I agree. I think it's all dumb. But if he doesn't win, insurrection number two? Is that what's going to happen?
I mean, it depends on how obvious the theft is. It really depends on what happens and how it happens. But I don't think that, by and large, the populace is willing to or ready to accept or to stomach another blatantly stolen election like that. I just don't think that that's going to happen. I think that that's exactly what these people want, because look at what happened in Bangladesh. Look at what's happening in the UK, which, by the way, we're going to get all into that. We're going to get all into what's happening between these Muslims and the Brits and these English people in the West. I was very wrong about this, so I'm going to admit this too on the program tonight. I was very wrong about that. But this is what they want. Everybody knows, everybody who has like an IQ above 70 understands, who's critically thinking, has any capabilities at all whatsoever, you understand that these people want violence. They want it domestically. They want it internationally. They want it abroad. They want it, you know, the military industrial complex. They want wars. And they want this as the means to the justification of ultimately disarming people who want individual liberty and freedom, people who are capable of fighting against an oppressive, tyrannical regime. They want the justification to do that. So if we have civil discourse that leads into physical violence and kinetic confrontation, then of course they have the justification that it needs to, by themselves or through some world entity like the World Economic Forum or the United Nations or, you know, whoever, to come in, like go to door and disarm Americans. I'm going to talk about what. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So this is just do you believe that, you know, we talk about sleeper cells a lot, right? And the 10 to 20 million, probably 30, you know, reserve army that they let through the border, whether it's Chinese, whether it's, you know, Mexican, whether it's, you know, Iranian, Iraqi, whatever, Middle Eastern, whatever it is, they've let in everybody. So let's say there's, you know, 30 million. How many more guns does Americans have? How many more guns are, you know, in American households than are in the sleeper cells? And do you think that the sleeper cells even have a shot? I believe that they do, because if they're organized.
Wait, who's sleeper cells?
Well, that is the question. I mean, China could have their own. I mean, they're letting Chinese people in here. They're letting in the Middle East. I don't know. I think Biden and I think our government sold us out. I think our government sold us out to China.
Biden has no idea where he is. Biden's not responsible for anything that's happening here.
The deep state, whatever. These people, right? They have already sold us out everywhere. China, Israel, everywhere, right? Middle Eastern, they left up 60 billion. 60 billion over in Middle East? Yeah. Okay. So we know that they sold us out. So I think that their sleeper cells are cashing in. Do we have enough guns and to handle them without, hear me out, without coming together? Because if 30 million people come together, we saw what happened.
Unity is exactly the key, but it has to be decentralized. Here's a perfect example of how I was exactly wrong about what's happening in the UK with these Muslims and these Brits, and we're going to talk about that in 60 seconds.
If you're like many Americans, taking an objective look at our country, you're probably wondering, how can I plan for my financial freedom years into the future when the future of tomorrow is so uncertain? The world has never been more complicated. Wars across the globe, political uncertainty with politicians who can't agree on anything, a national debt in trillions of dollars and growing by the minute, inflation at record highs. The future of the dollar and other world currencies may be uncertain. However, gold and silver have remained a source of value and money for thousands of years. Did you know that thousands of Americans have invested in gold and silver with the top-rated precious metals company Goldco? Whether you're interested in diversifying your IRA or buying gold and silver directly, Goldco offers solutions customized for you. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 855-706-GOLD. You can then speak with one of their precious metal specialists today. You can find out if you're eligible for up to 10% in free silver while supplies last. Go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or on the phone, 855-706-GOLD.
We have to be very thankful for the sponsors that have remained courageous, that continue to sponsor us. By the way, Gold Co., they've helped me to save a whole lot. You know, what you're saving is a whole lot of kids.
Indeed. You can help us save kids. Alovea, we are here to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And when 3 million people, 3 million of you, decide that you want to biohack your body with food technology, one of them, called Ace Manid, it increases stem cell production by up to 400% naturally through the aloe vera plant, and it's also found in mother's breast milk. No, you can't drink enough titty milk to get it. You actually have to get it from the aloe vera plant, and we use technology to go into the food to bring out the healing properties of whatever's in there that biohacks your body back to optimal. We then donate this. Buy one, nourish two. We donate this to children in need. As you get healthy, you're saving children. So 3 million of you decide to participate. 7 million children get saved, and we eradicate malnutrition from the planet. So go to savekids.life. Savekids.life and get yourself some aloe vera.
Man, I'm telling you, I was on the aloe vera product and still am. My favorite is the Focus and the Fuel. I take it every single morning. I put the two little packets inside of my water bottle. It's just like, I mean, the Focus is unbelievable. The Fuel is like, you know, people drink coffee. People take these energy drinks. It's all effing poison. Caffeine is an addiction. You have the caffeine crashes. You never have these. It's sustainable energy all throughout the day. A lot of people like to go home at night and have a glass of wine, Bao.
Yeah.
Have a cocktail.
Here's something that will get you up. Shameless plug, redpillthreads.com. This is a great shirt. Kill your local. I don't know if you guys can see that. I'm not admonishing violence at all. Just this is a shirt.
This is just a shirt. It just says kill everyone. It just says grab a gun and go kill your neighbor. I'm not advocating for violence, I promise. It just says, my shirt just says grab a gun and kill everyone. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just relax. Just relax.
Redpillthreads.com, King Bao promo code. Get yourself 10% off.
God, he's always at my throat, this guy. So the UK... In the UK, what we have been told through every basically alternative media dissident broadcast, every single one of these independent media broadcasters in the alternative conservative media space, the dissident media space, all throughout cable news network television, all throughout major broadcast networks, all of the videos that you see on Twitter indicates that in the UK, there is this violent pack of murderous Muslims marauding around and killing everyone.
Yeah, what's that about? What's that like? What prompted?
So
that?
and then what we're told is, and including by this program. So I told you I was going to admit that I was wrong. Have a drink, says Poison Death Shot. Actually, you don't need a drink. Elevea. Also, what I was getting to is they have something called Fix, which is kind of like this euphoric feeling in your body. That's kind of like drinking a glass of wine, or if you're like Bao, you could just light a tree on fire, and then light your studio on fire, apparently.
The time's 20 to 3, 1440. I'm arresting you on suspicion of improper use of the electronic communications network.
So did you hear what she just said? They're in this man's house, this British man's house, and these cops are going to arrest this man because of a comment that he made online. So what we're being told by this program up until now and the rest of all of dissident media is that there's these marauding Muslims, these rape gangs, and all of these people, these murderous, basically towel head, low IQ, goat herding faggots are running through the streets of Britain and just like executing British people, like the native people.
But the British people will get... The British people, if they talk about it,
they'll get arrested. And if they go there, they'll be arrested. And that the police are actually coordinating with Muslims,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then protecting them. And so then this this Keir Starmer faggot, he comes on television and he tells everyone, hey, guess what? Even if you say something online about this,
wow.
We're going to arrest you. And look it, watch.
The time's 20 to 3, 1440. I'm arresting you on suspicion of improper use of the electronic communications network. I'm
just watch.
127 Communications Act.
What?
You do not have to say it. That may harm your defence if you don't mention one question, something which later are in court. Anything you do say may be given evidence. Do you understand that?
So I'm actually being arrested?
You're going to be arrested, okay?
Right.
You're going to take that to the police station.
Right.
You, okay? You're going to be arrested, okay?
Some comments that you've made on a Facebook page.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, it's a Facebook crime, is it?
Okay.
Right.
So we need to ask you some questions about that.
Right.
Give me a kiss.
You got anything in your pockets?
Quit being so aggressive.
I've got my keys. Keys.
So, anyone who's been arrested, we can search
them. You would not have been arrested,
right.
That's a dangerous item.
Hey, you said I was going to be arrested under some what information? I'm going to be arrested for posting on Facebook.
Made some comments that are offensive, obscene. And people have made a complaint about that, and it's translated.
And can you tell me what this comment was?
Okay, well, we'll do that when we interview.
All right. And so, what am I going to be locked up for the night, or?
Hopefully not.
So this guy is being arrested. Now, what we see and what we have played on this program before are videos like this one. Allah Akbar!
So you have these Muslim marauders, right? Running through the streets, screaming Allah Akbar, and you have, like, so what you have is you have a pre-programmed, very large group of people in the West who have been told that 9/11 happened at the hands of radical Islamic extremists. And then you have Schofield Bible reading, fake pussy pastor faggot teachers teaching their flocks of innocent people that this is the Israel of the Bible and these are the Jews that Jesus was talking about, and you're not allowed to question them, let alone criticize them. And then you have Ukraine, which is Israel 2.0, and all of these wars and rumors of wars going on. And you have a group of people who's been programmed to believe that anybody who says Allah Akbar or any Muslim or any towel head, you know, San Negro, is basically the evil nemesis of everything that represents the West. And so then you have videos of the police, which I can show you here in a moment. You have, there's videos of the police actually corroborating or collaborating with these Muslims. But we got it wrong. And I was told earlier today by Nick Griffin, who is a very well articulated, you know, really actually a tremendous perspective that he gave to me that proved that we were actually wrong, was no, these Muslims apparently, according to Nick Griffin, and I believe this, I'm watching all of this, and now I'm processing it through a different lens, these people aren't, they're not just going out in rape mobs like, here's what I'd compare this to. The media tells us that Vladimir Putin just woke up one day and decided to go be a war criminal and invade Ukraine. No, that's bullshit. That's faggot shit. That's not how that shit happened, okay? And if you have any understanding about where Ukraine comes from, how it was founded, who settled there, the CIA coup, violent coup that took place there in 2014, the way the fake Jew funded media, you know, put out this big, like, this was a BLM style popular uprising. No bullshit, you faggots. No, it wasn't. This was a violent coup affected by our CIA. But we believe all of these things, just like we believe that Muslims are the bad people. And so these Muslims also, too, have been tricked by the same Jew-controlled, Jew-funded, Zionist-funded, Rothschild, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street-funded media into believing that if they don't go out and act right now on the offensive in a way of self-defense, that these Brits, that these Englishmen, that these British nationalists, I guess, if you will, or not nationalists, but British nationals, would just go start lighting their fucking mosques on fire. And so, well, we're not going to have that shit. And so the media gins up this hype that makes these Muslims go, well, fuck, if we don't go and start, like, fucking these people up, they're going to come and start fucking us up. Which is, if you think about it, the same exact spin that the Jewish trickery, Zionist-controlled media played on all of the West throughout the whole war on terror, which is still ongoing. If we don't go attack them on their soil, they're going to come and get us on ours. You little faggots, now fall in line, you good, useful little guys, and let us go bomb them with your fucking money and spread democracy. That's what we're doing. See, I'm pretending I'm Lindsey Graham right now. The only thing missing is a dick in my asshole.
There's your clip for the night. That's a good one. That's a fucking fire one.
These are warmongering faggots that want us to go spend trillions of dollars, you see, to go and bomb everybody else. And when you start talking like that and telling the truth on platforms like this one, you go from a waiting list of 15 advertisers to a deficit of 2. You lose 17 advertisers in a week, and then people are like, well, why is he asking us to go pay $9 a month to watch a show that he's given us for free for 4 fucking years? Well, because we need some help. So if you want films like Died Suddenly and want films like Occupied and appreciate the 9 to 5 every single day, the hustle and the grind, 5 days a week, every day at 6 p.m. Eastern, never miss a Stu Peters show. We give it away for free. Shots Fired with the Anna Lorraine, Uncancelable with Stu Peters and King Bao, The Richard Leonard Show, Jesus, Guns, and Babies, The Millstone Report, Scriptures in Wall Street with Carlos Cortez. If you're viewers of any of these programs, even if you appreciate only popping through every once in a while, I get a kick out of these people, Bao.
And I was laughing at dinner tonight. Richard Leonard and I actually went out to dinner tonight. It was really great to see him. I think it's been almost a year since I've seen Richard. You haven't even met Richard. You've been at my home plenty of times. Yeah. You've not met Richard yet. Really great guy. Purple Heart recipient. He has the Richard Leonard Show. It's every week on the Stu Peters Network. Poison death shot. Oh, my God. I almost spit my drink out. Yeah. I mean, but that's, you know, that's the truth. I mean, this is what's. This is what's happening. These little butt sluts, Lindsey Graham, the Raytheon, Pfizer, Lockheed Martin butt slut, Lindsey Graham. And then, you know, of course, you have the mattress ladder climbers like Nikki Haley. And, of course, you have the eye patch guy, Dan Crenshaw. And you have all of these warmongering fucking faggot criminals. And the thing is, they're all raping kids, too. You know, you know they are.
Opossum King says Stu forgot APAC babysitters for each and every bought off politician.
I didn't forget. We just haven't got there yet. We're going to get there. You know, you got to allow us some time. But I digress. I'm going to go back to this. I've got to do this plug. If you think that all of the aforementioned and free films like Died Suddenly, which has been viewed 100 million times, imagine if I charged $1 for that film. But I couldn't. I couldn't do it because there's some people that really honestly at that time didn't even have a dollar. And quite frankly, times now are worse than they were then. So I don't want you to go broke supporting us. If you don't have the $9 a month, we'll still be here for free every day. But we are going to do a lot of things on the Stu Peters Network that are really special for people who actually do want to support us. We're going to give away free shit like cars. We're going to do giveaways like, you know, even little stuff like mugs and dartboards, you know, with, I think we should do the first dartboard we should put up there is Lindsey Graham's faggot ass. Should put that up there. We're going to do some really good shit. Plus there's going to be a lot of exclusive content. Occupied when it comes out. If you're one of these people that pays $9 a month, you're going to get access weeks before everybody else does. We're going to reward you if you reward us for the hard work that we do every day. And the way that you subscribe is by simply going to Rumble, go to the Stu Peters Network, and there's a big red button that says Stu Crew on it. Just go there, go through the pain in the ass steps to sign up. Give us $9 a month. We'd appreciate it. So this is what's been happening with these programs that have been successfully pulled off by the CIA and their ilk. The CIA and their ilk, meaning MI6 and the Mossad, all of the intel apparatus is really not multiple different agencies, much in the same way that we don't have a two-party representative constitutional republic. We don't have liberals fighting with conservatives. We don't have Democrats fighting with Republicans. We don't have the left fighting with the right. We don't have this fake aisle paradigm. We have a uniparty, but the uniparty, what I'm trying to make people understand is not confined to the United States proper, domestically, in our borders, if you will. No, the uniparty stretches across the plain. The uniparty operates in the UK just as it operates here. The uniparty operates in Bangladesh just as it operates here. The uniparty operates in Iraq and Syria and Benghazi, Libya. They operate in Afghanistan. They operate in every single one of Ukraine. They operate in Russia. The uniparty is trying to open up the barriers and kick down the doors of every sovereign nation on the face of the plane.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The uniparty is full of just a few thousand sick sycophants. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, sycophants. And these are people whose names we don't really know. Tomorrow on the Stu Peters Show, by the way, 6 p.m. Eastern, we're going to sit down with Nick Griffin, who is an unbelievable scholar who has been studying this occupation that we talk about. This occupation that is so prevalent right now. The occupation that so many millions of people before October 7th were not noticing that are now noticing. The occupation that the entire film Occupied is talking about and aiming to expose. That's what Nick Griffin is going to sit down with me and talk about tomorrow. He's been studying this for 20 years. You see, people have to understand, this is not something that just happened to pop up overnight. This is something that has been in the works for decades. Bow, you're reading comments. Do you have any that you want to highlight?
Yeah, so somebody, let's see. Payman says democracy is dead. Do you believe that?
Democracy is fake.
Okay. Why?
What does democracy mean? Here, let's do this. I'm going to go define democracy.
There we go.
A system of government by the whole population or all the eligible members of a state, typically through elected representatives. Capitalism and democracy are ascendant to the third world. Okay. Well, capitalism, which they compare to democracy, that's completely a false paradigm as well, because capitalism means that you have a product or a service and you sell it and it's worth something and people are willing to pay a certain value for something that they feel is of value of them, which is the reason why a lot of people who have properties, they go and sell a property and they're like, well, that property only appraised at $200,000. Why in the fuck would you ever pay $240,000 for that? Well, because first of all, the property is in demand, which means that the property is going to sell for a higher value than what the appraiser appraised it at. And second of all, because I fucking can. And third of all, because I fucking want it. And that's what it's worth to me.
Did you Google that, by the way? First off, I just want to, because that seemed like a kind of woke answer.
The definition of democracy? Yeah, that was Google. Okay, that was a Google. But actually, Google is a very reliable source of information. It's the arbiter of truth, and it's your only reliable source of information, and you should know that.
Sponsor us, Google. Google needs to sponsor Stu Peters Network and Uncancelable.
Speaking of Google, these are the same people that are responsible for putting Wikipedia together. I would just like to show you all my Wikipedia here real quick. So here's what it says about Stu Peters. And by the way, I will just tell you this. When I was a bounty hunter, Richard Leonard, by the way, the guy that I talk about, he was my partner. And we put our lives in each other's hands every day. I used to jokingly say, I just want to be YouTube famous or something. Like, why can't I have my own Wikipedia? I would never wish this shit on anybody. Here's my Wikipedia. Stu Peters, born April 1st, 1980, which, by the way, they got my fucking birthday wrong. So, I mean, like, really, like, legitimately, right away, they start this shit off with lies. Stu Peters, wow. Born April 1st, 1980, is an American alt-right internet personality, white nationalist, political commentator, Holocaust denier, and conspiracy theorist. He's known for promoting COVID-19 misinformation and conspiracy theories, which, by the way, we got our YouTube channel back because it turns out those weren't conspiracy theories and lies. Turns out I was vindicated on every fucking thing that I ever said about COVID-19, the Fort Detrick, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, engineered gain-of-function, research fucking genetic sequences. They were a bioweapon. He was banned for COVID-19 misinformation, conspiracy theories, as well as anti-LGBTQ, anti-Semitic. What, by the way, I don't even know how I'm anti-Semitic because these people that I'm talking about are not even Semites.
Definition of Semite. What's the definition of Semite?
We'll get there in a minute. And white supremacist beliefs. Having previously been a rapper and bounty hunter, Peters launched The Stu Peters Show in 2020, which airs on weekdays. They don't want to say where it airs, of course. I'm not going to give me any plugs or anything like that.
Yeah,
his show routinely features conspiracy theories about governmental organizations such as the CDC.
There you go.
His guests have included established proponents of conspiracy theories such as Paul Gosar, by the way, a sitting member of Congress. Mark Meadows, by the way, President Trump's chief of staff. And Lynn Wood, Lynn Wood's a crackpot. In 2022, Peters released the anti-vaccine film Died Suddenly and a subsequent 2023 film titled Final Days. So there's two paragraphs that legitimately, the first paragraph, if you were an advertiser that was interested, like, oh my God, he reaches 5.3 million people a day. He's on DirecTV, he's on Dish Network, he's on Roku, he's on Fire Stick, he's on Amazon Fire, he's on Apple, you know, like all these things. So who's this guy? You guys want to advertise with this guy? Oh, this alt-right internet personality, white nationalist, Holocaust denier, conspiracy theorist, COVID-19 misinformation, anti-LGBTQ, anti-Semitic white supremacist. Sure.
Hey, if you're a real American and you believe in freedom and sovereignty and badasses taking back your fucking country, then you should be a sponsor for Uncancelable. We are currently looking for sponsors who are anti-woke and anti-gay. And not anti-gay. I mean, if you're gay, then, you know.
You're going to hell.
You're going to hell, but we'll take your money. Okay, we'll take the money. Just send a lot of it. Google, if you could help take the disinformation off Stu Peters, Wikipedia, that would be good. And anybody.
Yeah, well, here's what you have to do also, by the way. Check this shit out. All right, so where do I get back to this? Let me see this. Okay, here we go. If you go to the very bottom of the Wikipedia, here's all the sources, right? These are all the sources, references. So you have the Brainerd Dispatch.
What about the New York Post?
ADL, here's one.
Oh, wow.
The ADL is and then you have... Zach Patrizo right here, by the way, that's the Daily Beast. Okay. Let's see. You go down here. Where does it see? They try to hide this shit way down at the bottom. Let's see here. Yeah. They use, the Rolling Stone.
Novak's has the comment of the night. They go, don't get me wrong. Hitler was a legend. That's actually a really,
I mean, what you have is, you know, likely one of the most lied about men in human history, in Adolf Hitler. But yeah, I mean, you've got, here's Media Matters. Okay, that's George Soros. Media Matters.
No way. In your references?
Yeah, these are all the people who are responsible for writing my Wikipedia. And so, by the way, I went in to challenge my birthday, which is factually wrong.
Yeah.
And they told me I was not a qualified individual to make it. I'm Stu Peters. I'm not qualified to make changes to my Wikipedia.
So it's funny. I saw my girl Steph got a video taken down from TikTok that was doing crazy numbers. I'm talking, I think it was like, I think she had over 5 mil or something like that on this video where she's exposing the hospitals.
All right.
And she tried to get verified. She tried to get verified by TikTok, sending in everything. You know, she does, she's on TV, she's done a Hulu series. The girl's certified, right? And they wouldn't allow her to become verified. And in the same regard, I've tried to get verified on Facebook, on Instagram. I mean, literally, I've done every pretty much major platform. I've had the New York Times write about me, the New York Post, Sports Illustrated, ESPN. I've been everywhere. I can't get verified for whatever reason. They say that the documents that I submit are not valid. So in the same regard, who the fuck are these people to tell us what is valid and what isn't when we've made all of the public? You made the Rolling Stone, bro.
I was on the cover of the Rolling Stone, and it said America's conspiracy kingpin. Yes, thank you. Because every time one of you faggot fuckers tries to come out here and write a hit piece to dissuade people from doing business with me, yes, it's somewhat effective because we live in a nation of pussies. However, it actually legitimizes everything that we are doing over here. I want to go back to some of the stuff with Governor Tim Walz. Did you see this? Watch this. Watch this, queer. Watch this. Looks like he's going to piss his pants.
He does not do well with crowds. Look at how ugly that crowd is.
Look at this guy.
I would not nail anybody in the back for that crowd.
Did you see Krasenstein or whatever the fuck his name is, that Jew faggot on the internet on X? Did you see what this guy said? He's I don't know. I don't even know what he said. But the you know what the guy did, though? He did fuck his brother.
Oh, geez.
Did you know that? Yeah. No, seriously. This guy had sex with his brother. And that's like apparently proven.
What side is he on? Left, right?
Well, yeah, he's a Jew. He's a Jew. What he had was he had all of this like footage earlier of like all these people that were like standing in line. They couldn't wait to get into the Harris walls fucking thing. Because everybody wants to see this. So yeah, Krasenstein, I think that's his name, Krasenstein, something Stein. I don't know. The guy and his brother who he had sex with allegedly, I guess. I don't know. He fucked his brother, which I think is like pretty faggotry. I think that's pretty gay to fuck your brother.
Beyond it, bro. It's beyond it.
But he's a Jew. I mean, so yeah, he was like, look at the lines of these people that are just lined up to watch Harris and Walls. Later, it was exposed, by the way, to much of our surprise bow, that these people had sent out emails to pay people to come and show up, had paid people to post online. You could like make $200 if you were an influencer and you wanted to post on behalf of these people. So let me just ask you, Bao. Let's say that voting was integrity filled. And let's just say that voting was real and not fake and not Jew and not gay and not stolen and not rigged.
Yep.
If you were going to go vote for somebody, would you vote for Kamala Harris?
Only people I would vote for are me and you at this point, because we're the only people that I can trust. You know, I would only vote for you and myself. Everybody else on the docket, I don't know about Donald Trump. I just know he's all about Project Warp Speed. Fuck that. He's the one that continues to take credit for the vaccine that kills people. That's kind of fuck weird. I don't know. Don't shoot me fucking for it. Hey, Stu's mama, I love you. I'm just saying. I don't know.
My mom is very in the tank for Donald Trump.
Oh, no. I'm just saying he did the warp speed and he continues.
Do you want to go in on my mom right now? Is that what the deal is here?
I love her. That's what I'm saying. I just want her to know that I'm not saying Donald Trump is. I'm just saying he did the warp speed thing. And then he did go to Israel. He is he just met with what's his name? Or he Klaus Schwab. He met with him. You know what I mean? Kind of, you know, Elon and him are kind of close. I don't know about Elon. He wants to put chips in people and shit. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. So we don't know.
Yep. He says that he wants to control your future thoughts, your actions, your dreams, your memories.
Weird.
He's a transhumanist. I'm trying to figure out what's really going on there. Right now, we're broadcasting live on X, talking about all the Steins and the Rosensteins and the Greens and the, you know, all these people. So at least for now, we're able to kind of talk about this. But I don't really know what's going on there. But yeah, my mom actually, you know, much to her credit, she used to tell me that I need to be really careful about talking about Israel and these Jews. And, that I really need to read my Bible and that this is, you know, the Israel of the Bible and that these are the Jews that Jesus was talking about. And now she's really starting to kind of tone that back a little bit. And, you know, the other night I was on the phone with her. This is a couple of weeks ago, before I saw her, actually, in Florida last time. I have a home in Vero Beach, and, you know, she oftentimes comes and visits me from Tampa. As you know, you've been there with Mom and my sister, Britt, who I've actually hired to help me run the company that's growing. And
shout-out, Britt.
Yeah, big shout-out to Britt. She's boy, I tell you what, that woman, my sister, oh, my God, she is just a nonstop working machine. Yes. And I thought that I had work energy. I mean, look, I was live earlier today Then we had the Stu Peters show tonight at 6, which, you know, I mean, we taped that interview with Cynthia McKinney, which is an hour-long interview. Now we're here live again tonight. And then tomorrow, we've got a brand-new studio, by the way, that we have just built out, which is going to be a huge improvement for the network. All of these things take money. That's why I'm saying please go to Rumble, go to the Stu Peters Network, click that little red button. If you have $9 a month, or if you want to put something in the chat, or if you want to just do a one-time donation, whatever it is, don't go broke supporting us, but please help to support us if you can. But she actually now is kind of backing off of that bow. She's actually saying, you know, yeah, you were kind of, you're kind of right. You're making some really good points about this Israel of the Bible stuff and the Jews that Jesus was talking about. And we don't really necessarily believe anymore that these are the Jews that Jesus was talking about. And it's very, you know, like the Bible tells you to judge a man by his fruit. And, you know, really, we're in a situation where we have to start to believe what we're seeing with our eyes. We have to start actually really not allowing the propaganda and the brainwashing and the PSYOP operations that's, I mean, that the media is controlled by the CIA. Everything is CIA at this point. I mean, all of our social media.
That was what COVID was for. COVID was the ultimate PSYOP to get people to stop believing their eyes and to stop believing what they see and to stop ultimately believing in what they hear. Because now some people will think I'm Illuminati and some people will think you're Illuminati. Like COVID was the ultimate PSYOP to get people to not trust or believe anything anymore.
I don't think anybody thinks I'm Illuminati. That's a new one.
Well, it's your Freemason with the eye thing and the
picture. The way this whole thing started was when George Floyd overdosed on fentanyl and meth. And the way this whole thing started was the Patriotically Correct radio show, which really was nothing but besides me and Richard Leonard, my squad partner, my bounty hunter. We put our lives in each other's hands, as I've said. Team of 12 people, most prolific bounty hunters ever. Go to my YouTube channel, which has been recently restored. There's 4 videos right now that are marked public. I have to go through them individually and remark. So what YouTube did is they marked everything private, so I have to go individually through them. Wow. In the next day or two, there will be a slew of hundreds of videos of myself and my team bounty hunting. And when I say bounty hunting, I don't mean going and catching people who were late on their parking tickets. We only did level 1 felony crimes against persons, gangs, guns, drugs, rape, murder, child molestation, trafficking. We went and caught the people who the feds could not catch or chose not to, probably, now that I know what I know.
Jeez.
What was the point here? What was I talking about?
The point of it all is that I would vote for us. We are the people.
Yeah, no. I mean, just recently before that, but just like what were we just talking about? Why did I talk about bounty hunting? Why did I talk about YouTube and videos? Like, literally, it just escapes me what we were just talking about.
Chat. Come on in and tell us what we're talking about, because I was answering your question.
Yeah, where's the chat at? I mean, help us out, man. Help us out.
I was answering the original question of who would you vote for? And we can't trust anybody, because that's what the whole point was. Everybody thought we were Illuminati and fucking controlled.
There it is. Okay, so the way this whole thing started, God, I wish I had the picture. I could put it on the screen right now. You know what? I bet I could go here. Let me just look at this. Hold on. Google. Stu Peters, and then let's just click on images, and I bet I'll be able to show, hold on a second here, let's see what we have. Where is it? I don't see it on here. I see that there should be one of me as the rapper, I would imagine, given the okay sign. Here's the bounty hunting.
Regardless, we know we can trust each other. I don't know anybody in politics I can trust. I got recruited into politics after a best man's wedding speech. Guy comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, you speak good, man. You ever thought about getting into politics?" I'm out on the East Coast, and it's a German wedding. And this gentleman just comes up and starts having a conversation with me. I'm like, "No, never." He's like, "Would you be open to doing politics?" I said, "Well, how does it work?" He says, "Well, you got a great voice. You can speak and carry yourself a certain way. You should let me
help you get into, essentially get into it. I said, well, what's it going to take? He says, well, we fly you out here. We put you up in a house. We give you the talking points. We get you out there, and we make you a local representative, blah, 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 and you work your way up. I couldn't fucking believe that was the conversation I had. The guy gave me the heebie-jeebies. But I'm never going to forget that. And ever since then, I haven't necessarily believed anything in politics. It's just like fucking Hollywood. It's all faces that bend over, that do whatever they got to do to work their way up. I don't trust anybody that makes it to the top. Just like in Hollywood, I think all of you fuck kids. I don't know who can make it to the top in politics and not fucking sell their soul. You know what I mean?
100%. Here is one of the pictures. I don't know. This is patriotically correct. This is when all this first started, the patriotically correct radio show. But this isn't even really one of them. This was the picture. I don't know. But you see how I'm kind of like looking at the camera like that, right? Like I'm looking for the truth. But there was another one where I was like, oh, the camera guy was like, oh, do like you're looking for the truth. And I went like this. And then everybody's like, yeah, you're Illuminati. I guess I do remember that at this point.
Focus.
Yeah, focus was this. And that was essentially, you know, everything is going to be okay, right? I mean, I'm 18 years old. Stu Peters, focus.
Man, you had a plan to take over the world since you were 18. Stop that shit.
Let's take a look at this. Here it is. Here's Stu Peters' focus. But all these pictures, it seems, have been scrubbed. I don't know who got rid of them. I mean, I used to be able to go in here and take a look at this. And oh yeah, that means there he's definitely Illuminati. Oh boy, here we go. This is some of those. Yeah. So
I had this woman reach out to me, and she says that, you know, you might be controlled opposition and like be a part of the CIA. Because what's his name?
Of course.
Mike Gill says you're Illuminati.
I don't know who that is. I don't really care. He's probably Jewish. Should we look that up? He's either Jewish or he's a faggot, one of the two. I mean, I don't know who would say that.
He's a Rumble. He's on Rumble. Him and this other chick. I don't know.
There's a lot of Jewish faggots on Rumble. You know, there's a lot of people who are controlled opposition. I think a lot of people basically in this conservative media, dissident, alternative media space, they're all funded by central bankers. A lot of them. And they don't even know it because they're doing business with people who are funded by central bankers. They're unwilling to go all the way into the truth. They're not losing sponsors. They're gaining sponsors. And that's the way that I know. Oh, well, yep, you're about your shekels. You don't want to have this conversation. You won't appear in the film Died Suddenly, or you won't appear in the film called Occupied. You don't want to be involved with the things that we have going on. And that's why I give a lot of credit to the people who do. Big hat tip to Dan Bilzerian. Big hat tip to people like Nick Griffin. And of course, to Cynthia McKinney. Of course, Candace Owens and Kanye West. These are people that, you know, they're very brave to talk about the things that they want to talk about in a film like Occupied. And, you know, I think that it's probably really important that we let people know exactly what it is that we're doing with Occupied. So here's a sneak peek.
We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan. And right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. Pull.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police.
Hey, look at that.
To oust it.
Hold on.
Positions in the land.
Check that out right there. Just let's freeze on that frame right there. You have Victoria Nuland, Anthony Blinken, Merrick Garland, Chuck Schumer, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Janet Yellen. These are all top-ranking either cabinet, State Department, unelected, bureaucratic, or administration officials that are deciding right now, King Bao, who we go and we drop bombs on. These are the people who are spending U.S. taxpayer dollars
to fund people like Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and Boeing, all of the military interventions that we've been involved with, all of the regime changes that we have been involved with, all of these things, all of them, 100%, come from Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv.
Hey, didn't Mayorkas let the people in the border? Didn't he say that the border was safe and secure when millions of people were pouring through that motherfucker? Oh, yeah, I did a video on that. Elon Musk shared the video of people pouring through the border while Mr. Mayorkas was literally lying in Congress or wherever the fuck he was, saying, yeah, the border is secure. Yeah, the border is secure. Ah, you're full of shit. Fuck you. This is, yeah, fuck them all. All those people.
All right.
But you said they're not really Jewish, but you said they're not, you know, these are fake Jews.
Well, look, listen, this is kind of an evolving thing, right? I mean, so I'm learning, but the differences between me and the consuming public is this, is that it's my job to deliver the truth. And I have this innate ability to go and find it. I'm a human walking lie detector test. That's what made me such a successful bounty hunter. It made me extremely prolific as a bounty hunter, was because I could look at someone and say, yep, you're fucking full of shit. I knew when a mom or an auntie or a grandma or grandma, whatever, I haven't seen him for weeks. Yeah, you're full of shit. He's in the basement. Step aside. I'm coming in. And I just fucking knew. Here's something that I want to share with you guys, by the way, that I think is probably really important to understand. The Anti-Defamation League actually has a page dedicated to Stu Peters. The five things that you need to know. Stu Peters is a far-right conspiracy theorist, radio show host, Christian nationalist, and prolific anti-Semite. Again, anti-Semitism is fake because these people aren't even Semites. Peters rose from obscurity to national prominence in 2022 thanks in large part to the success of several conspiratorial documentaries that he released that year, most notably the anti-vaccine film Died Suddenly. Since then, Peters has emerged as one of the most influential right-wing conspiracy theorists in the United States, gaining public notoriety for his hate-filled tirades and repeated calls for various public figures to be tried for treason and executed. Okay, well, let me just ask you a question. At what point does it become the incitement of violence to support the reinstallation and the reinstitution of the rule of law? It's the criminals who are writing things like this. It's the people who know that they are going to be hanged after a military tribunal of American citizens finds them guilty of the crimes against humanity that they have committed, and then they are exacted the punishment that they deserve. Peters regularly promotes anti-Semitic, white supremacist, and anti-LGBTQ+ beliefs. He has also shared Holocaust denial propaganda.
Some people are saying badge of honor.
Of course it is. The ADL is a great enemy to have, but I just want to look at something here real quick.
Somebody wants you to bring back Big Mama Obama says, yeah, bring back Focus for a Night, makeup, earrings, and all. That could be cool. Do an episode as Focus.
Yeah, that would be great. Stu Peters denies Holocaust. I think this is the one right here. Let's take a look at this real quick. I want to share this with you guys. We'll just we'll watch this together. I don't know if this is what it is or not. While Elon was at Auschwitz, they rolled out a big movie screen to play footage from the concentration camp. Do you know what the problem with that is? It's fake. It's footage that we have been shown for decades from Auschwitz. And it was filmed after World War II by the Soviets. It was propaganda by definition. And that's not the only thing fake about that place. The gas chambers, the crematoriums, so often discussed, they were destroyed at the end of World War II, if they were ever there in the first place. And they were reconstructed later for demonstration purposes by guess who? The Soviets. And you know what the icing on the cake of all of this is? For decades, we were told that over 4 million people were murdered at Auschwitz. We were told that they were gassed and tossed into ovens like an assembly line from hell. This is really important, Bao. You got to listen to this right here. This is really important for people to understand. We have so oftentimes been told that all of these people were tossed in these ovens. Listen, this number was recorded in history books. It was repeated on television. It was even etched into stone in 19 different languages at the site of the former camp itself. Anyone who questioned it was called an anti-Semite. And it's not just an anti-Semite, but an anti-Semite of the worst order, if you question that. But in the early 90s, it was admitted that less than half of those previously claimed had died at Auschwitz. Did you get that? Did you hear that?
I've seen this. It's
the Chicago Tribune says right here, gone now from the memorials are the 19 transcriptions that said in 19 languages that 4 million people died here.
Yep.
The memorials are now blank because they were wrong.
As the Chicago Tribune reported in a 1992 article called, quote, Fixing the Numbers at Auschwitz. Gone now from the memorials are the 19 inscriptions that said in 19 languages that 4 million people died here. The memorials are blank because they were wrong. Jewish and Polish scholars of the Holocaust now agree that the Auschwitz death toll was less than half the 4 million cited here for four decades. The actual number was probably between 1.1 million and 1.5 million, the report said. So how did this information come to light in the early 1990s? Well, could it be that the Soviet Union, a communist country that was established and dominated by Jews, had recently collapsed? Or were the Soviets propping up an ultra-Jewish victimhood narrative around World War II for their own benefit or for the benefit of Israel?
Huh.
The benefit of the Jewish people as a whole? It seems pretty obvious. And this really does beg the question. We have to ask.
Here we go. Ready?
Has the overall 6 million Holocaust deaths figure been adjusted to reflect the Auschwitz revelations?
So has the overall 6 million number been corrected ever? No, because 5,999,999 is considered to be anti-Semitic.
Now, that's not to say that prisoners weren't being held there and that bad things didn't happen. It was a war. It was a world war. Of course, bad things, horrific things happened on all fronts. But no one with a real understanding of history actually thinks that the war was fought over the Holocaust, as the ADL or America's educational system would have you to believe. This overemphasis on the Holocaust is used to guilt and to manipulate white people, even the white people whose grandparents risked and sometimes gave their lives to defeat Nazi Germany.
Yeah, fuck you. You're white. Nobody cares. Nobody cares that your grandfathers were storming the beaches at Normandy and committing suicide. Nobody cares. Fuck you. You're white. Go sit down and shut up.
But here we go. Ben Shapiro and the ADL are just telling you it doesn't matter if your family was storming the beaches at Normandy. Screw you. You're white. You're a Christian. You were born 40 years after World War II, but that doesn't matter to them. You're just as guilty as Adolf Hitler himself. And the only way that you can repent is by taking ritualistic tours of reconstructed concentration camps or putting on a tiny hat and partaking in Jewish religious customs in Israel. In case you haven't noticed, bowing down to Jews has become this strange sort of religious sacrament for the few goys among the global elite. So here we are.
That's not denying a Holocaust. That's not denying that atrocities happened. They're calling me a Holocaust denier, as you see here in the ADL's personal page that they have dedicated to me. So
those numbers changed a lot over time. I mean, there's articles about that. It started out at 4, worked its way up to 6. I mean,
but it seemingly the number never really changes. And a lot of people just have this broken idea of history because history is not taught in the classroom. You don't learn real history. You don't learn about the National Socialist. You don't learn why millions and millions of people supported the rise of the National Socialists.
Yo, that Hitler clip when he's talking is crazy. I never thought that, like, you just think that they tell you throughout history that he was just crazy.
Here, let's do that. This is the full teaser for Occupied upcoming. And here is the AI
English version of a portion of some of Hitler's talking.
We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan. And right now, his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land, and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. But it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their dicks in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Do me, sue me, everybody do me. Kick me, kite me, don't jump like a white.
The Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite, workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy. Recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The Jews will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
If you're like many Americans taking an objective look at our country, you're probably wondering, how can I plan for my financial freedom years into the future when the future of tomorrow is so uncertain? The world has never been more complicated. Wars across the globe, political uncertainty with politicians who can't agree on anything, a national debt in trillions of dollars and growing by the minute, inflation at record highs. The future of the dollar and other world currencies may be uncertain. However, gold and silver have remained a source of value and money for thousands of years. Did you know that thousands of Americans have invested in gold and silver with the top-rated precious metals company Goldco? Whether you're interested in diversifying your IRA or buying gold and silver directly, Goldco offers solutions customized for you. Visit StuLikesGold.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 855-706-GOLD. You can then speak with one of their precious metal specialists today. You can find out if you're eligible for up to 10% in free silver while supplies last. Go to StuLikesGold.com or call 855-706-GOLD. Again, StuLikesGold.com or on the phone, 855-706-GOLD. So you saw there, that was the trailer teaser for Occupied, and you heard the AI version of Hitler, you know, part of his speech translated, where he said, recognize your common enemies. All of you people of all of these nations, recognize your common enemy. There is only one. And so here's the deal. And I know that we only have a few minutes left here. Uncancelable brought to you by Alavea, Save Kids through King Bao's Alavea. Of course, Gold Co., protect your wealth. And of course, if you want to reverse your age, go to uncancelablehealth.com. But man, it's really tough. It's really tough to try to articulate a lot of these things.
If you had one thing to leave the world with, if the message that you want to deliver in this film, what is that message going to be? What do you want the world to know with this film?
I think that's evolving, because when this platform started to grow, when I was talking about George Floyd and I was talking about COVID-19 and this thing really started to grow, my mom told me, Kathy, she said, give your platform to God, hit your face every morning and be obedient and ask him, what do you want me to do with this mantle, which is a tremendous responsibility, and understand the power of your tongue. And so I did that. And the message that I keep giving is save these children, save these kids, save this country. You have a leadership role. I don't know what that means. And so I think that continues to evolve. But what I recognize and the message that I keep getting from God is this, is that when I worked for Clear Channel Radio, I worked for KDWB, I worked for 93.3 FLZ, I worked for Midwest Family Broadcasting, I worked for Z93. I was a very tremendously talented shock jock and, you know, radio personality at all of these top 40 radio stations. Then I became a bounty hunter, and I was forced to investigate criminals and find people that were hiding and lurking in the shadows and not wanting to be discovered. And I think that God took these talents and combined them together as training for where I am right now, which is being able to deliver a message after finding the investigative results and evidence in a class of criminals that wears a different uniform than the ones that I was looking for on the streets of the north side of Minneapolis or throughout the country, bringing back fucking child fuckers.
Yeah.
But it was training.
Yeah.
But when you needed to neutralize a threat, you had to be able to identify where the threat was coming from. I mean, you cannot neutralize a threat that's imminently facing you if you're not able to properly identify where the shot is coming from, where the threat lies, where the person is hiding, where the armed gunman might be. You're not able to neutralize any threat without first knowing where it is and who it is.
For everybody that thinks that Stu's like super intense and you don't understand his mind and you don't understand what he just said about neutralizing a threat. Majority of humans don't even think on that level, Stu, meaning like what you're saying, like identifying a threat, neutralizing a threat. They're literally living their life on easy mode, and they don't have to think about that because the cops will care about it or to take care of it. They don't have to worry about anything because the government's going to take care of it. So I think people misunderstand you, and this is why I think I connected with you when I started to see that you're a real motherfucker. You just seen a lot of shit. You told me some stories behind the scenes, you know. I'll just, you know, briefly say it, you're probably going to be a hardened son of a bitch if you watch the dude lay on a sword. That's all I'm going to say, okay? All I'm going to say is for all you people that, like, maybe, you know, think that Stu's a little too aggressive, you go watch someone that you're trying to catch that was a potential kid fucker lay on a sword. And then also put your life at risk to bring at like a child fucker back for them to potentially let out before you put the paperwork in. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand why Stu is the way that he is, because I know why I am the way that I am, and I do everything to save kids. And I can only imagine after seeing all that shit, dealing with all these people, I'd probably be a little intense too, because I already kind of want to be a serial killer, and I ain't never had to deal with no child fuckers. So there you go.
And so I think that the aim of the film is to name the threat.
Yeah, I like that.
Part of being the leader of the team, bounty hunting in a tactical situation, protecting the rest of your team, making sure that they all go home to their families, part of that means that when you identify a threat behind a door, you would of course tell your team. You would of course tell the people who you're responsible for preserving their life, that there's something hiding behind that door, that guy has a gun, that guy's behind them, that guy's running at them. Look out for that shit. So the film is warning all of my brothers and sisters out here that there is a threat right there, that the threat is imminent, that we know where it is, and it's not just these Jews or Israel. No, it's not. It's not what Occupied is about. Occupied is going to drill down right to the pinnacle, right to the brass tacks, right to the very source of the infiltration and occupation that has our government and our country facing the brink of conquer and extinction. This film is going to save millions of lives and could potentially change the shape of the planet. And by its shape, I don't mean a big ball globe thing hurling through space. I mean the shape of freedom, the metaphorical shape of individual liberty, the shape of what real bodily autonomy and government leave me the fuck alone actually looks like, this film could liberate our planet. I'm telling you, it's really that important. And it's really going to go there. And that's what we're going to do.
Hibbler Productions, here we go.
Hibbler is one of the most amazing talents that I've ever met in my life. I've met a lot of very talented people. He's one of the most amazing talents that I've ever met in my life. I'm so humbled to have him on the team. Honestly, it's just been a real pleasure working with him.
Hey, people prefer you aggressive, by the way.
What's that? Comment.
People prefer you aggressive. Some people do.
Somebody has to have the testicular fortitude to be aggressive in the face of the threats that we are facing.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how many motherfuckers could kick down a door anyways.
Well, a lot of people can kick down a door. But what differentiates a leader versus a not leader, I guess, and I'm not downing anybody because kicking down a door is not for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
But the real difference is the man who's willing to face what lies on the other side of the door that he's kicking down.
Yes.
You're intentionally putting yourself in the same place at the same time with a man who's potentially armed, likely armed, will do anything that it takes to not go to prison for fucking those kids.
Yeah.
And if I had lost any fight, I'd be dead because I'm bringing guns into play. They're fighting me. They're going to not. What do you think? If they win the fight, they're just going to run away? No, they're going to take my gun and they're going to shoot me. They're going to kill me.
Yeah. Got to be a little intense, guys. You have to be a little intense to do that shit.
I like this comment. Stu reminds me of the 90s in the best way possible.
I like that. Real, to the point, no bullshit.
And do it in one kick. Yeah, that's not always necessarily possible. There had to be some of them, you know, steel reinforced doors that we, you know, it took several kicks. Mule kicks are the way to go, by the way. Don't fuck your knee up.
Hey, Rio9 says, ask Stu about the guy that tried to shoot us, but the gun didn't go off. He then got mollyhoard or mollywop.
Is this somebody that was on my team?
I think so. Rico9?
R Leo9. Leo is law enforcement officer.
Or R Leo9, yeah.
Yeah. This must be somebody that I worked with because that's a story that I really haven't told. So
it's Richard. That's Richard.
Oh.
Yeah. He said, this is Richard, bro.
Oh, well, bro. What? It's my brother right there. Richard, I love you. It was a great evening spending time with you. We went out to eat tonight. He came down to preview the new studio facility where he's going to have his own studio for the Richard Leonard Show. He's going to create all kinds of great content. Yeah, so Richard, what was his name? Put it in the comments here. What was that guy's name? He had all kinds of meth on
him. Why were you going after him? What was the...
Well, he was a major distributor of meth and heroin, and there were a lot of people that had died that had taken his meth. So he was wanted for, I believe, homicide time. Yeah, Chris Stengel. As soon as you put Chris something, I knew it. Christopher Stengel Jr. Christopher Stengel Jr. was wanted for some serious crimes involving, weapons and drugs and homicide, and he was a gangbanger. I wonder if I have a picture of this guy up here.
It wasn't just the meth. It was a multitude of things that this motherfucker did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in Googling it, I don't come up with anything. Is this Stengel right here?
So when they're doing, so he was obviously not a one-man team. He had a big team, a big organization, and you were going after the head or what?
Yeah, and so we caught up to him. It was wintertime, and it was the projects that was ironically located right behind the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. Yeah, I know he has a tat on his face. I know exactly what he looks like. The pictures that I'm getting here, I'll just share them with you. That's not, that doesn't look, I mean, that looks just like him, but it doesn't look just like him. This is his dad.
He said you arrested his dad once or twice, too.
Yeah, we did. That's his dad right there. He looks way different right here. That's not what he looked like when we arrested him.
So he went back?
There he is.
So he was the one that made him the mess?
That's dad right there, Christopher Alan Stengel. But, yeah, no, he... Anyway, we had the place surrounded. We knew what unit. So you know the projects. It's all different pods, right?
Yeah.
We knew what pod he was in, but inside of each pod, there's like 9 to 12 different apartments, and he was in this. He was in this place. So we parked, and I thought, well, there's probably a really good chance that he's going to be coming out the front door of this place. And he ended up, yes, coming out of the front door of this place, and he walked literally right behind my vehicle. And I got out to approach him, and of course he took off running, and we're scattered all over the place. It's wintertime, it's snowing, it's cold as fuck. And I'm on the radio, I'm in a foot chase, and I'm chasing the guy. He's got a backpack on. He dumps the backpack. I keep chasing him. And I knew the layout of the projects because we were in there all the time.
Yeah.
And I knew the corner that he turned was leading to a 6-foot non-climbable wrought iron fence. I'm like, I got you, fucker. You're done. And when he turned the corner and I was about 6 paces behind him and I turned the corner, he had already gotten a gun pulled out of his waistband and was down on his knees and was like this right in my face.
Wow.
On his knees, like stabilized, like boom. And he pulled the trigger. And at this point, you realize, okay, this guy's got a gun in his hand. It's pointed at my face. I'm running at full speed. I've got two options. I mean, I can either hit the deck or I can hit him like a linebacker.
Wow.
And so I hit him like a linebacker and waited for my team to yeah, he did. He pushed his girl on the ground to get away.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then, you know, I'm not, I think we're well enough past this. I'm willing to say that we put the boots to him a little bit.
Bro, he shot at your face.
He did. He shot at my face.
What's that adrenaline dump like?
I don't even really know. I mean, it's like, I don't even know. At that point, it's not even really that. It was like, I think the adrenaline dump didn't really hit me until like later on when I realized what had happened and that I came face to face with death like that. But it wasn't the only time, and there were many more times after that. But yep, that was Christopher Stengel, little faggot. Wow. Puke. I hope he's doing well.
How many years did he... So he obviously that's an attempt on life, right? So if he pulled the trigger.
Yeah, so then they charged him with attempted murder and everything, and he pled it down, and he ended up going for, like, first-degree controlled substance sales and, you know, some manslaughter thing from the death of the heroin or whatever that he sold. And
so life?
No. He's out now. When did we arrest him? That would have been... I don't know, probably.
He fucking shot at your face.
Yeah. That was probably 10 years ago now at this point.
That's crazy that they only gave him that little amount of time. Bro, he had the intent to kill you.
He did. Yeah, but he pled it down. And you know, these judges, like, our whole judiciary is fucked. So these people don't get.
That's crazy. That's a fucking crazy story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's thousands of them. And if you go to YouTube, go follow me on YouTube. And, yeah, we saw him at a gas station less than a year after that happened. No, he got more than that, Richie. He got more time than that.
But Christopher. What was it like when you saw him after that?
Oh no, that was the other guy, Richie. Who was the guy in St. Paul with the canine deployment, 30 cops, our whole team.
I don't know if I could see somebody after they just fucking pulled out a gun on me again. I think I think that would be a
It's not like that, though. It's not like that. See, it's just business.
Yeah, but that's how you're looking at it, bro. I don't know how you couldn't take that personally. That motherfucker pulled a gun out and pulled the fucking trigger. All bets are off at that point. How do you even have the self-control not to kill him?
How do you not have the self-control? How do you have the self-control to not kill Yoskar Mazzalany? That guy. How do you have the self-control to not kill pedophiles when you find them and arrest them? It's business. It's your job. You can't get emotionally invested. It's just like these bitches out here, these women. You can't get emotionally invested. You have to operate like a business. You have to operate knowing that you are running things. You can't get emotionally tied up in stuff. You can't deal with things based on subjection and emotions. You have to remove yourself from the emotions and objectively look at shit, which is what I'm trying to convince my audience to do every single day on the Stu Peters Show. Look at this stuff knowing that what you're seeing is fake. Oscar Mazzalany, that was another good one. I believe that I have that one on the YouTube channel, and so I'm going to have to take the I have to go through each one of these videos, Richard, as we discussed this evening at dinner. I'm going to have to go through each one of these and make sure that I remove the private status.
We should do a Why Stu is the Way He Is series. We should do that on Uncancelable. We just go back.
There was actually a Rumble. Let me see what this is. Rumble.com. There's actually a really good, here it is. Stu Peters, The Fearless Rise of a Right-Wing Shock Jock. So in this was like a documentary thing where this photographer kind of, his name was Reese Brown, very, very talented photographer. He followed us around and he went and interviewed like my dad. He went and interviewed my dad. He went and interviewed some former cops. We'll watch a couple of minutes of this. We can watch a couple of minutes of this before we get out of here.
Stu Peters, initially, both bounty hunters and police officers have one goal in common, and that's locking up bad guys. So initially, it was just professional. We would run into each other periodically. But on a personal level, Stu Peters is larger than life.
So one of the things that I try to articulate to everybody that rides with us or to anybody that asks me what this bounty hunting thing is all about is that, you know, we're not the police. We're here because somebody ran off with our people's money. So, for example, this guy loaned $25,000 from a bail bond company that we contract to and decided not to honor his obligation. And his only obligation is not to repay $25,000. It's simply to show up in court. But when he decides not to do that, the bail company, they don't want to pay $25,000 for a person that they helped out.
You hear my Snapchat going off while I'm in the squad?
They contact me, and then our team has X amount of days to go locate this person and bring him back into custody.
Stu, of course, my son.
There's my dad.
I'm very concerned about his career. He's entered a career that he's dedicated to. I give him a lot of credit, but he faces the same things as other law enforcement officers face, that when he leaves the home in the morning, my three grandchildren don't know if he's going to return. And the type of job that he has, he has to go open doors, and he doesn't know what's behind those doors.
Hola, I'll be right back to talk to you all about that, okay, ma'am?
Fuck, that door's locked.
Shit.
Went
viral for our speech that you're not honoring the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement. You're not protesting anything. What do you got?
Huh? Our mothers.
Yeah, so you guys will have
to
watch that.
He does the very, very best that he...
You guys will have to go check that out. That is on Rumble. It's called the Fearless Rise of a Right-Wing Shock Jock, I think is what it's called. And so, yeah, that's... I think that was all training for where we're at right now. And where we're at right now is 1 hour, 59 minutes. We have a two-hour broadcast. We are out of here. We will see you from the same place at the same time next week on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And I will see you tomorrow on the Stu Peters Show at 6 p.m. Eastern. I will see you on a live tomorrow for Stu Peters Live. Until then, God bless you.